College students may not be on campus, but they're still hard at work as they inch closer to the end of spring semester. As Liz Schlemmer reports, some students are laboring harder than others to overcome a lack of internet access.
College sophomore Ty Meyer has been spending lots of time in parking lots lately, mostly at McDonald's or his local library. It's often his best option for accessing Wi-Fi to turn in homework.
I record a 2-minute class video that takes an hour and a half to upload. I laugh when my friends are like, oh yeah, we got it knocked out within like 5 to 10 minutes.
What Meyer is describing is known as the homework gap, the inequality between students who have reliable internet and those who don't. Right now, that gap is widening.
So for me, it's like, can you push through these last couple of weeks and kind of get there?
He says it's just frustrating that what's slowing him down is simply where he lives. When NC State University asked students to leave campus and continue class online, Meyer went home to his family's turkey farm in rural Sampson County. His issue is not that his family can't afford internet service, but rather that internet companies say they can't afford to install broadband on his road. He doesn't have enough neighbors to help cover the cost.
They say it's not profitable. I guess even though I live on a 5-mile completely paved road that is literally only 2 turns right off I-40, the largest interstate in North Carolina and America, but they say it's still too rural.
Meyer has friends just 10 miles away who have broadband, but if you look on a service map, his family's farm in Piney Grove is in a dead zone, so his family of 6 shares internet from a hotspot. With 3 full-time students at home, they burn through their monthly limit quickly.
We have a solid week where we'll have internet just as good as anyone around, but really after we hit that cap for the next 3 to 4 weeks, it's kind of struggling through.
He's called up internet providers with no success and talked to the university. In fact, NC State reached out to him. Leslie Boney is the vice provost for outreach and engagement. His team has been calling students in the 20 North Carolina counties with the lowest rates of internet adoption.
We identified 720 students that we had in those areas to follow up with every one of those students that didn't currently have either a device, a camera or microphone, or internet access.
The university can fix some problems by mailing students a device or pointing them to special internet offers. But in Meyer's case, the best advice they have is where to find a public place with Wi-Fi.
I think the reality is that the remainder of this semester is going to be a bridge temporary solution. It is not the ideal solution because public policy in North Carolina was lagging in this area.
He and Meyer say they want to get this message to lawmakers, that now's the time to treat the internet like a public utility and bring it to rural communities the way the state once did with electricity.
We hear you and we know the need and we very much want to get you there quickly as we can.
That's North Carolina Representative Jason Sain. He co-chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He says in recent years, the legislature has subsidized broadband installation, paying companies part of the cost to lay down lines on rural roads.
But there's a limited pot of money.
And the state's limited resources could shrink following record unemployment. But Representative Sain says he still feels good about the prospect of getting internet to rural North Carolina.
I think it's very realistic to think that within the next year and a half, there will be an option of actual real high-speed internet that they can pull essentially from the air.
That relies on entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, whose company SpaceX is launching low-orbit satellites with the hope of beaming internet to the countryside. With that prospect still off on the horizon, Ty Meyer will spend another evening driving his homework to the public library. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.